Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. Today's episode, episode 28, Be a Good Forgiver. In my experience, one of the least common attributes of leadership is active forgiveness, first of oneself and then of others. This is a lesson I learned from a very wise man and mentor of mine a few years ago. What he taught me was that if I am truly to lead and serve with and for others, I have to be willing to forgive myself for the mistakes I make and forgive others for their behaviors or errors as well. This mentor's name was Doug, and he was a very experienced leader and well-to-do man. Doug and I were co-chairing a United Way campaign, and Doug was not as mobile as he wanted to be in his 80s. He was, however, a very sharp and witty man. Each week during the campaign, I would go to his home overlooking the lake, and we would discuss the strategies and progress of the campaign. One afternoon, as we were getting towards late fall, I was very frustrated with a person who had made a commitment to us and then backed out. I was venting to Doug, and he was in agreement with me that we had been wronged. But then he said something to me. "Ted, my dad used to say that we have to be good forgivers." I was puzzled. We were both a little steamed, and then this wise man stopped and told me we needed to forgive and move on. In the moment, I was not able to move on because I selfishly was stewing on the idea that I now had to go find another way to raise that much money. But Doug went on to simply explain that we needed to move forward, recognize that people make mistakes, and get back to work. I reflected on that statement when I drove up his winding driveway and all the way back to my office. I laid in bed that night thinking about it, and the next day I found myself in so many situations saying, "You gotta be a good forgiver." There's a lot of research that shows that the act of forgiveness in leadership and life makes you a better and stronger person. People who actively forgive are happier with themselves, they instill greater loyalty in others, and have an overarching optimistic attitude. Why? They don't look for the wrong in people. They look for what is right, and leaders who forgive recognize the power of mistakes. In the book Good to Great by Jim Collins, there is a description of an exchange between two leaders. One leader is questioning why the other leader did not fire a subordinate who made a financial error, and the response is something like, "Well, I just paid X amount of money for that person's education, and they'll never make that mistake again." A simple act of empathy and forgiveness. Dr. Sean Dupran founded the Project Forgive Foundation to teach leaders about the importance of incorporating forgiveness into organizations and leadership. She has dedicated her life to developing a culture of forgiveness in the workplace. Her nonprofit can be found online, Project Forgive Foundation, and a simple review of her pages show that she and her team dedicate themselves to getting the story out of people's heads and focusing on two acts, forgiving others and forgiving yourself. "Forgiveness is a bold leadership skill," she shares. "Like exercising, actively forgiving yourself and others will lead to stronger outcomes for you, your classroom, your systems, your organizations, or even your household." Dr. Sean says that, when fostered in business and leadership environments, you cultivate greater loyalty, adventurous creativity, and increased productivity. Leaders make mistakes all the time. At least the good ones do. When someone errs and that miscalculation in action, behavior, or judgment impacts you or others, we need to take a moment and step back to reflect upon that mistake. We need to think through our actions and, more importantly, our reactions. People are not going to change their behaviors if they're not even aware of their own actions, and we ourselves can't walk around all day with the weight and burden of resentment because we are unwilling to forgive. When someone wrongs us, there is initially an emotional response. We are quick to come to conclusions, and we usually feel some element of anger. Leaders are prudent, and we should take time and put time between our action and our reaction. No matter how many times that same mistake is made, it is unlikely that they are doing it on purpose, and we should reflect later in the day, on how we're going to respond. No one should be given so much power over a leader that they cannot emotionally navigate what is best for those they serve. And if you find yourself in an emotionally charged state, there is only one way the situation is going to go if you make a decision when you're angry: the wrong way. The second leadership quality around forgiveness is the ability to forgive yourself. I can't tell you how many mistakes I've made in my life and career, because we don't have enough time for that. But if we are all real about it, we know that we are quick to beat ourselves up, saying things like, how can I be so stupid? What's wrong with me? Why don't I ever get it right? Well, that's not very Buffalo. It's way too pessimistic. The act of self-forgiveness, again, starts with a behavior of reflection and the action of problem solving. Why did it happen? What did I miss? How can I never do that again? Again, Dr. Sean has reminders to support your ability to self-forgive. Here they are, all five of them. Number one, it wasn't on purpose. Your intention was not to cause harm. Your error doesn't mean you're a bad person, just a mistaken one. Number two, you've done what you can to fix the situation. Have you taken ownership? Have you acknowledged that you caused harm and acted poorly? Once you've done what you can, declare the mistake officially over, even if you're still addressing the consequences. Number three, maintain perspective. No one accomplishment defines you, and no one mistake defines you. Number four, mistakes are our greatest teachers and catalysts. You will become wiser through the experience and also by seeking guidance from others on how to rectify your mistake. You will then be able to use your mistake and your lessons from it to help others avoid that same mistake. And number five, you will know better next time. You have definitely learned from your mistake. You can't control anyone else, but you can control how you will handle similar future situations. Mistakes always make us better. Like Doug said, we have to be good forgivers, which means of others and self. This is a stressful time of year in many of the worlds we all live in. It's the halfway point of school, yet the beginning of second semester. It's the halfway point for some businesses in their fiscal year, and in other businesses, it's the start of their fiscal year. As we head into the second part of our year, or start of new opportunities, fiscal or semesters, what are you going to do to increase your ability to forgive others? Do you have classmates, students, colleagues, friends that drive you nuts, that make errors that you've lost tolerance for? Well, then step back, because you too have made some errors in performance and judgment and need to take some time to respond, reflect, and forgive. Don't give others or these errors so much power in your life. Forgive, move forward, and use the lessons learned in order to be a better leader for yourself and others. Actively forgiving those around you and yourself leads to better standards of self-satisfaction, better outcomes in performance, more risk, and greater loyalty. When I was teaching middle school in the 1990s, I would find myself and my colleagues at our wits' end with certain students and behaviors in the middle of the school year. Well, it's that time of year right now, and I knew that most of the students that I had, I knew the most about them, and I had the strongest relationships with them. But like all relationships, the more I knew, the lower my tolerance for the kids, my colleagues, or even my principal, Dave. I would put a story in my head that they didn't care. They were making errors on purpose. And that it was all being done in spite. Years later, Doug corrected me. Ted, be a good forgiver. Because most people are not looking to wrong you, error on purpose, or trying to sabotage your leadership. They are going to do the best they can, and like all humans, they and we are going to make mistakes. And when that happens, we need to learn, grow, and move forward. So let's do some smart thinking. Who around you do you need to forgive? When someone around you falters, what will you do different in order to support them and their leadership? Do you actively put time between your reactions and actions in situations when those you serve fail to meet your expectations? And last, how good are you at forgiving yourself? That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. As always, please share this with other leaders and friends. Thank you to the Wellpennies for their music, and thank you for listening. Finally, I want to ask you to do something for yourself this week. Write a list of the people in your life who've had great influence on you. Then write one sentence to describe that lesson that they've taught you. Doug Ziegler was a mentor of mine, and as you've heard, he taught me to keep my eyes open for opportunities to be a good forgiver. What is something one of your mentors taught you, and how did it make you a better person and leader for others?
Won't you take my hand and shake the world with me? There's a song arising, just you wait and see. Won't you take